So I'm going to give you first a peek of what is the old pharmacy and the 360 panorama of it with the characters already embedded in it, and that in the virtual reality experiences they are moving and they are talking to each other. What happened in this scene is when Laura is realizing that they're running out of remedy in the pharmacy, and she goes out to fetch some, and then in that moment she's taken over by the floods. So it's the last scene where we see her. What was our experiment about? Our experiment was about trying two different technologies with users in the old pharmacy, as you can see here below. In the middle pictures, users are trying the stereoscopic view through a cardboard box that hosts the mobile phone or tablet, the last scene of Laura. And then we did the same experiment outside the pharmacy, so in our lab, and compared results. What did we find? We found that the experience of watching a 360 VR narrative is affected by the location. So flow and narrative, transportation and sense of presence are higher on site. We've used specific scales in order to measure this. We measured flow according to Csikszentmihalyi flow, and the scale of narrative, transportation and presence. I can share with you, if you are interested in using the scales, which are exactly the references. To which extent the medium where the 360 VR story is presenting affects the experience. So flow is higher with mobile virtual reality, so putting your mobile phone in the cardboard box and working as a virtual reality that is happening all around you. So instead of Oculus Rift, you have very much more portable cardboard box, and it allows a higher sense of flow in the story. And while this awareness of the surrounding is higher with the tablet, and understandably so, because you have not your eyes covered by the cardboard box. So as you are watching the story, you are seeing with your same eyes the place around you. And to what extent the medium and the location where the 360 mobile VR is presented affects the experience? Flow is higher off-site with the tablet, but is higher on-site with the mobile virtual reality. So there's a higher sense of flow with the cardboard box in the pharmacy itself than with the tablet. But if we are not in the pharmacy, then the tablet allows a higher sense of flow. On site is harder to use the tablet than the mobile virtual reality, and for the narrative transportation with the mobile virtual reality is the sense of transportation is higher on site. And off-site is higher with the tablet. Basically, in a nutshell, we know that on-site is better to have the mobile virtual reality, while off-site the tablet seems to work better as a sense of flow and narrative transportation. So we've submitted this paper to Kai. We'll see if it's going to be accepted as a work in progress. But in summary, here we have described the design and experience prototype, future scenario workshop, and 360 mobile VR experiments of Laura Silva Transmedia Story. Before moving into the real technical production, we have still some tests to run. We would still like to explore inside the virtual reality environment. What is the best way to create, to deliver the story? Is it better that story flows as the audience looks around, so with the risk that they will lose some parts of the story as they are looking on one side of 360, or as the audience rotates around the 360, different parts of the stories are triggered? This is our next test. For now, we are designing the rest of the transmedia aspects of the story and getting ready to have a hi-fi prototype testing soon. We are very proud to have engaged in such an effort because the Madeira and Lauri Silva and its natural ecosystem are really a wealth of natural capital that needs to be protected and at the same time being promoted and better understood. We believe our efforts are advancing the possibilities of ecotourism on the island by joining culture and natural heritage. Thank you for listening. I have talked for almost 40 minutes now, so if you like more information, please visit the Future Fabulators website or mail me if you would like to have any papers or more information. And I am now open for questions. Thank you.